Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger-cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Freddie Lang first stepped into the Gibbs home, there was no hint that he would ever become one of the family. For Freddie upset the life of everyone he met. He didn't mean to, but he did. And knowing that he did, he's now trying hard to make up for his mistakes. Penny Gibbs is in the living room of her home when she hears the sound of hammering in the basement.
What in the world is that? Who's making all that noise down there?
Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Freddie, what are you doing?
Why don't you come down and see?
No, what are you doing, Freddie? Tearing the house apart?
No, not Gibbsy. I'm just trying to put something together again.
Well, what
all.
Is it, Freddie?
Well, I'll admit it doesn't look like much right now, but it's going to be okay when I get through with it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look as if it's... Freddie, where's the cabinet Mother keeps her canning jars in?
Well, there it is right there, Gibbsy, all over the floor.
All over the floor?
Yeah. Well, it was falling apart, so I just took it apart.
Oh, Freddie.
And now I'm putting it back together again with some improvements.
What was wrong with it?
Well, not much at all, Gibbsy. Just that one of the doors was falling off and the other door wouldn't open at all. And a shelf was split,
mm-hmm.
And then the three boards in the back there, they were starting to rot away.
Oh, it was falling apart then, wasn't it?
Sagging like a leaf full of rainwater. I got some new lumber, though, to take the place of the stuff that I'm throwing away.
Oh, good, Freddie. I'll pay you for it. How much?
I got it for nothing.
How much do I owe you?
Nothing at all, Gibbsy. It's a sort of present for Mrs. B and for you, too. I suppose you're going to be doing some canning this year, huh?
Mm-hmm, I expect to, if we have any luck with the garden. But, Freddie, I can't let you spend money for anything like this.
Well, sure you can, Gibbsy. All you gotta do is forget about it.
Freddie, will you listen to me a minute?
What'd you say?
I said let me pay you. You shouldn't be doing this.
I shouldn't be doing this, huh?
No.
Look, it's something I should be doing a whole lot of to make up for what I used to do a whole lot of.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do, Gibbsy. Now, look. You never owe to anybody anything, so you don't know what it's like to have a debt bothering you.
You don't owe anybody anything.
Huh. Not much I don't. I owe you and Mrs. B and all the rest of you for a home and everything else that I got. Now, if I can't do a little something like fixing up a broken-down cabinet to sort of get even, well, I'm going to be in debt for the rest of my life. You know what I mean now, don't you?
Yes, Freddie, I know what you mean.
Okay. Go on, hand me that bag of nails, will you?
Yeah, wait a minute. Here you are.
Thanks. You know, Gibbsy, this is going to be the best-looking cabinet you ever saw when I get through with it. You know, you're going to want to take this out of the basement and put it right up in the living room.
Yeah, I have an idea we will.
Hello down there. What's going on?
Hello, Peg.
Who's making all that noise?
Freddie is. He's fixing the cabinet down here.
Hand me the saw, will you, Gibbsy?
Yeah,
here,
Freddie. Oh, yes, Peg, right away. Be careful with that saw, Freddie.
Oh, don't go worrying about me, Gibbsy. I know how to handle all kinds of tools.
We'll handle them carefully.
Just like a dame, always worrying. You know, a guy never get anything done if he works like this,
eh? All right, I won't say any more. I just hope I won't have to say I told you so. Good morning, Peg. How are you?
Fine, a little sleepy.
Oh, didn't you sleep well last night?
I think I slept too well.
Oh, that can make you drowsy all morning.
Oh, I'm a fine one. If I'm not sleepy because I didn't sleep, then I'm sleepy because I slept too well. Oh, Penny has a letter for you.
Oh, thanks. Some coffee?
No, thanks. I've just had some.
No, let's go in. Peg, this is wonderful. It's a letter from Pat.
Pat? Who's he? An old flame who wouldn't die.
Oh, no, my brother.
Oh, yes, of course. Little Valerie's father.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from him in weeks. Come on, let's go in the living room. I'd like to read it.
Oh, don't count me in, Penny.
No, I like to read letters out loud. It's almost as if you heard the person talking. I wonder if Pat's found Suzanne.
Oh, that's right. He's been looking for his wife for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, too long. We kind of thought it'd take just a few weeks for him to find her, but it's 5 or 6 months now.
She really dropped out of sight, didn't she? Or does he say in the letter that he's found her?
Wait a minute, no. He says, there's Penny. No luck in finding Suzanne and no inclination to keep on looking for her.
Well, that certainly answers that. Why no inclination? Lost interest or found a new one?
Well, neither, apparently. He says, it's obvious I'm not going to find Suzanne by walking the streets or waiting for the police to find her. She's either hidden herself so well she'll never be found, or she's gone out of the country, probably back to France. Or maybe she's dead.
Cheerful thought.
You know, it's a terrible thing to say, but that might be the solution to Pat's problem. Suzanne's made nothing but trouble for Pat from the day they were married, but he loves her so much he'd take her back in an instant.
Isn't it funny, Penny? No two married people ever have the same amount of love for each other, do they?
I don't know.
You don't know marriage.
Not every marriage fails.
No, not that you know of. But I wonder how many married couples who seem perfectly happy with one another really hate each other underneath.
A few, maybe.
You? I think it's the happy marriages, the really perfect ones, that are few.
Oh, Peg, don't be bitter about marriage just because yours didn't work.
Well, mine did more than fail to work out. Mine left me with a homeless daughter and a fear of men I'll never get over as long as I live.
You will get over it, Peg. And someday, your daughter will have a home. A home that you and your husband will give to her.
I have a husband, Penny. Wherever he is and whatever he's doing, he's still my husband. Look what I have now. A room to sleep in, thanks to you, but that's all. I have a husband. This is what he's given me.
Next time it'll be different.
There's not going to be any next time, Penny.
Oh, doorbell. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just a minute. I'm coming.
Miss Penny Gibbs, I do believe.
Why, Mr. Barry Carlton, I do believe, but this is not a surprise.
Well, it shouldn't be. I'm not going to let one day go by without phoning you or ringing your doorbell. You remember that threat,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do, only too well. Come on in the living room. We'd like you to meet someone.
Oh, you already have company, do you?
No, Peg isn't company. She's just staying here. Peg Martin, Barry Carlton. Barry Carlton? Peg Martin.
Hello.
So you're a new member of the Gibbs family, are you, Miss Martin?
Oh, for only a little while, Mr. Carlton.
Yeah, better be for more than just a little while, though.
Well, we'll see.
Lovely young women in one house is going to make this place more attractive than ever.
Oh, thank you.
Next time I come calling, maybe I'd better bring a friend.
Oh, I have a daughter, Mr. Carlton. She's 5 years old.
Oh?
Well, don't look so shocked, Barry.
Shocked? But I am. Miss Martin doesn't look old enough to have a daughter even 1 year old.
Oh, that's an old one, Mr. Carlton. I thought certainly you'd do better than that.
Then I don't deserve the courtesy of being called Mr. Carlton. Call me Barry. Everyone else does.
And I'm called Peg, not Mother.
Well, we're doing a little better now, aren't we? Listen, Penny, I just dropped by to find out about this evening.
Oh, Barry, I don't know yet. Call me this afternoon.
Well, that's more hopeful than the usual answer. I know this is rude, Peg, but Penny and I have a tentative engagement for this evening.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, Mr. Barry. I was unattached once myself. Maybe I am now, too, but I don't know it.
Huh?
Peg's husband disappeared several years ago, Barry. He hasn't been heard from since.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Peg.
Oh, don't be sorry about it, Barry. If you are, you have a lot to learn about a lot of things.
I hope I someday know even a fraction of what there is for me to learn. Look, I'll call about 3 this afternoon, Penny. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm, that'll be fine.
Well, goodbye. Glad to have met you, Peg.
Nice meeting you, Barry.
See you again.
Perhaps.
Oh, Penny, look, you don't have to take me to the door.
No, sir, I came to the door to let you in. I'll take you to the door to let you out.
And the latter is what you prefer, isn't it?
I will answer that some other time.
Tonight, maybe?
If there is a tonight, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
But he's handsome, Penny.
Mm-hmm. He has looks and money, but That's just not all.
Oh, isn't that enough?
Oh, it isn't enough for me.
Barry Carlton. I heard his name before.
Right here. I told you a little bit about him, how he got into trouble with gambling debt.
Oh, yes. You work for his mother, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
Hi, folks.
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Hi.
Freddie Lang, what's the matter with your hand?
Oh, yes, nothing at all. Just a little scratch.
Freddie, you come over here. A scratch doesn't bleed like that. Oh, Freddie, you've cut yourself.
Oh, Freddie, that's a nasty cut.
Well, Gibbsy, you would make me nervous about that saw. I got too careful, and now look what happened. I guess I better go upstairs.
You won't go upstairs. You come in the kitchen and let's wash it off. Peg, will you get the first aid kit out of the lavatory? It's in the wall cabinet over there. Come on, Freddie.
Okay. Go ahead. Say that you told me so. But honest, Gibbsy, the saw slipped. It could have happened to anybody.
Even a person who knows how to handle tools. Does it hurt?
No, it's all right.
Well, come on, let's put it under the water.
Okay.
Come on, all the way under the water. The saw wasn't rusty, was it?
No, it wasn't. Hey, Gibbsy, that hurts.
You want to sit down?
No, that's all right. It doesn't hurt that much. Ain't it clean yet?
Yeah, it seems to be. You want to have a look at it?
Oh, it isn't much of a cut, Gibbsy. It just looks bad.
Well, come on, let me have a look.
Here's the first aid kit, Penny.
Oh, thanks, Peg.
Here's a disinfectant. You might want that.
Yeah, thanks, dear.
Let's see, Freddie. Is it a bad cut?
No, it's not so bad, Peg.
Oh, it looks awfully nasty.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a little bit of this on it. Now, it might burn. But you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. There we go.
They burn. Well, what'd you put on there, a three-alarm fire?
It'll be all right in a minute.
Gosh, Gibbsy, that hurts.
Here.
Makes me
busy. Here, put your head down here.
No. I'll be all right, Peg. Hey, Gibbsy, what are you putting on there now? Huh?
Not a thing. I'm just making sure it's clean. Come on, turn it over now. That's it.
Easy.
Oh, I'm not going to do anything else. I think it's all clean now. Oh, now stop it. The burning stopped, hasn't it? Yes, it has. You know it.
Penny, let me run upstairs and maybe get some gauze.
No, one of these Band-Aids will do. That cut's kind of small. He's just carrying on.
All right, Freddie, don't be a baby. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Peg.
Hey, look, Gibbsy, put that thing on so I can move the thumb around a little bit, will you? You know, I still got to go downstairs and finish up that cat.
You're not going to do any more work today. Oh, come on. There we go. I think that'll hold it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Gibbsy. Well, now I guess I better go downstairs and finish up what I said.
Oh, Freddie, don't do that. You'll get dirt in the cut, and then
will
be serious.
I'm going to be careful, Gibbsy. The next time I mean careful. Thanks a lot for fixing up the cut.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oh, what can you do with a man like that, Peg?
With a man like that, not much. But with a man like Barry Carlton, you can do a lot.
Is Peg Martin encouraging Penny Gibbs to show an interest in Barry Carlton? Or is she herself interested in him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone. Yes, you get choice cuts only, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious, juicy steak or roast. Get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony. It's Kroger for better values in famous foods. Yes, the wonderful foods you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better values.